Blog Talk Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wiretap. I am here to represent Eisenacher Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Lysenko suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum, and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Complete Tube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That they do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Lysenko suicide pod. Thank you.
Hello, freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody for finding us tonight. Today is Tuesday. Later on in the show, we will have Kayla joining us as our usual Tuesday co-host. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to go over tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And I'll go ahead and pick up your call here. All right, so I posted on my spy book earlier today regarding what's going to be coming up soon, regarding the central bank digital currency, the FedNow, the social credit score. And believe it or not, I had a bunch of people on my spy book list that had no idea that this stuff existed or is about to exist. So I wanted to take some time and go over that. So as far as the social credit score, though, let's just say, and I'm using China's example here, and I'm sure that they can take what China did, because China has this going on right now as we speak here. It's not a conspiracy theory that they're thinking about doing this, or it's debunked. It's actually in the playbook right now for China. And a bunch of other countries right now are starting their all digital currency, no cash. So a bunch of people had questions. I figured I would go into it. So let's just say with the social credit score and the Fed now is a government-run currency. It's no longer a U.S. dollar. It's not something that the Treasury issues. So this is a completely new currency because this other one bankrupted out. So, so with no cash, it means that you'll be reliant on a social media credit score in order to use your money. So, a few different things. One is that you'll never be allowed to build wealth. All currency on a digital-based system will have an expiration date, meaning that you cannot just stick it in the bank. You cannot just watch your savings grow. And if you leave it in the bank, then you run the risk of losing it. But as far as the credit system goes, say you start with 1,000 social credit points. You max out at 1,000. So if you share a tweet by someone that the establishment doesn't like, say when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he's running as president and you hit the like button on that, then maybe you lose 50 points on your social credit. But guess what? If you want to travel outside of your 15-minute city, and yes, those will be a thing, allegedly. You want to travel outside of your 15-minute city, and you want to fly, your credit score, you might be at 808, and the social credit score, in order to get on that airplane, requires a social credit score of at least 850. And it doesn't matter that you already paid for it. That's non-refundable. You shouldn't have liked that Robert F. Kennedy is running for president. So you won't be able to fly, so you'll lose all that money. And it's not just social media. Say, remember when we had those direction signals at the grocery stores, and it was a one-way, and you're looking at the mayonnaise and you realize that the mayonnaise you wanted was exactly one step over to your right, and the signs on the ground say you can only go left, and you say, screw it, I'm not walking down the next aisle just so I can go back down this aisle. I'm just going to take this one step. Guess what? GPS got you. The camera got you. You went that extra step that you weren't allowed to do. And so you lost 40 points for not following the COVID guidelines. Or you are late for your vaccine. So because you chose not to get the latest gene therapy on time, that your bank account is frozen, and you will not be allowed to go to your work until you get your gene therapy. And then you're going to have minus on your social credit score because you were late getting your gene therapy. So Maybe now you're not allowed to take the bus. Maybe you're not allowed to leave your house. Maybe your internet and your phone will be shut off for 30 days because you chose to wait on getting your gene therapy. And it's not like you could say, well, I'll go change bank accounts. The Fed now is going to be every bank account. It's not going to matter. All right, I need a few minutes here. I need to do something real quick. So I need to... All right, hang on. I need a few minutes. So, all right, I got to find a song that... We'll just do that one. All right, hang on. Come on, Harry. All right, it sounds like we're back on. All right, sorry about that. I needed to vacate the premises for a few minutes. I'll try to stay here until at least our co-host gets in. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew what the social credit score is, because a lot of people don't understand it, and they think that, oh, well, this digital currency, it's just that they're not printing any more cash, and they're okay with that, but they don't understand the ramifications that come with that. So I don't own a cell phone. I'm not going to purchase a cell phone just so I can live. That's not something I'm remotely interested in. I'm not going to carry a mark of the beast, just like I'm not going to obviously put anything on my person. So just think, though, that if you thought the censorship was crazy on Spybook right now, just imagine when there's a social credit score involved, and it's going to be all handled by artificial intelligence. And for those that are not paying attention to the artificial intelligence, the globalists have a serious plan to remove humans. They want this earth for themselves. And I know that there's people that did not know the Georgia Guidestones existed. But just because they were taken down by some good Samaritans does not mean that does not exist. I promise the plan behind the Georgia Guidestones is it's still in effect. Don't worry. And then we still have Oh, I want to get into that at some point when Kayla gets here. See, I'm trying not to go over stuff that Kayla wants to get into, because I don't want to have to do a show and then when she comes in has the exact same topics. So I want to make sure we have a bunch of different topics here. So one of the things with the social credit score and the digital banking as well and artificial intelligence is, you'll be lucky if we're doing what China's doing right now. You would consider yourselves extremely in entrenched in freedom, because what China's doing with their people right now is nothing compared to what they want on the Western world. So, yeah, it's going to be everything that Adolf Hitler and Stalin and Pol Pot and everything else ever wanted. And the Fed now will be the beginning. And just think, every move will be watched, monitored, recorded. If you say something like, "I'm a cisgender male," Oh, yeah. You'll get in trouble for that. You're not allowed to be cisgendered. I want to get into this more later, but the book that Chelsea Clinton was endorsing recently called Gender Queer, in a normal world, anybody that wrote that book would be arrested. Nobody would ever say that is a book that is a must read for children and it's something to learn from. No one in their right mind would say that this is something that 5-year-olds need to see. I don't know how graphic I even want to get into here because this. I'm basically speechless here. But I want to get into it later. I don't want to get into it with just me talking for and by myself. So I'll save that for later. But just know that it's not a good book. There were 27 lawmakers in Colorado that stood against enforcing the crime of an alleged trans male, or I don't know which direction it goes. Well, let's just say the person with junk in their trunk, or their junk on their person. If that person exposes that to children in a sexual manner, 27 Democrat lawmakers in Colorado think that that's not an issue, not something that should even be a misdemeanor. It's just normal. That's where we're at. And the sad part is that most reasonable people realize that it's not an acceptable practice. However, enough people will vote Democrat and you will allow this type of behavior. So even though you might not be in favor of it, if you're voting for people that want to make that happen, you are supporting it. So if you're saying, I don't believe in this agenda, but I'm going to vote for the people that believe in this agenda, then that's just the same as you believing in that agenda. It's just like when the states were trying to force everybody to wear scams. And everybody said, I hate wearing these scams, but then they put them on everywhere, and they go to the stores that require scams and would not go to the ones that did not require scams. And they would say, I hate having to put this on to go to store X while store Y was not forcing it. And my whole thing then was, it doesn't matter how much on the inside and how much on your social media that you say you hate wearing scams, if you're putting it on just for the purpose of going into a store and you give them money and they say, thank you, come again, and you say, I will, you just endorse that. Your money said, I like that idea. But it's finally about time that the conservative side started learning how to properly go after some of these companies. Even though it is only Bud Light and Fox News, it's a start. We need more of this, but it's a good start. It's funny that Costco is selling Bud Light for 41 cents a can right now. They can't give that stuff away, and they are trying to gloss over one of the biggest fails ever in the history of marketing. And they thought they were getting ahead of the curve because they bought into the wokeness. They knew, just like Coca-Cola said, that it's time to be less white. So they decided to go for it, and they celebrated a whole year of a dude dressing up as a girl. They didn't get Bruce Jenner out there. But they got a guy that dresses like a teenage girl. And where'd they lose? $6 billion in 10 days? Whatever it is. And now they're trying to walk it back. They really didn't even denounce the commercial. And honestly, I think they're more sad that they got caught and nobody is interested in this. They thought, honestly, that they can go from the average white male drinking Bud Light at a hockey or a football game to turning this into something that millennials and Generation Z will drink. Because beer drinkership is down. Beer really is not the choice of the youth anymore. It's more about the White Claw, whatever the new versions of Bartles and James is. I'm not a drinker. I've purchased alcohol exactly 2 times in my life, and I'm 50. And that's, I don't partake. Not on my 21st birthday, but like 2 weeks after, I bought a 4-pack of Zima just because I could. Now that's how old I am. I'm going to the year 1992 with you guys. And then once with my first wife, it was buy one, get one free alcohol, and I said I would buy something just to try it. And I don't even remember the name of the alcohol. I had like 2 sips of it. It was a free drink. It was some fruity thing. I don't know. I ended up paying for it, but it was buy one, get one free. So part of the account is me buying it. If I was to drink something, it might be a Moscow Mule. And no, not because I'm a Russian agent. I just like ginger beer. I like ginger ale. That's my. If I was to drink a soda, which I do occasionally with the Zevia brand, I prefer ginger ale. And that has, what, ginger ale and oh, don't get me started. I don't even know what it comes with. I just know it's a ginger ale drink. But that's just saying, I've never I've never been attracted to beer ever. I just think stale beer is one of the nastiest smells ever, and that between that and seeing people drive drunk, I just never got the taste for alcohol. And I am so far off on a tangent. Oh, yeah. Budweiser. So I looked at the whole list of all the products that Budweiser owns. And I've been legally allowed to buy alcohol for, in September will be 30 years. Because I'll be 51 in September. They've gotten exactly $0 and 0 cents out of me ever in almost a 30-year relationship with me being of drinking age. If you knew me in real life, I'm a total square. I've never partaken in the marijuanas. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never smoked anything. I never felt the need to put something in my body that would control me. And I know that today's youth is not about cigarettes. They're about vaping. I don't even know if they really do the marijuana. I'm sure they do, but I don't hear of it. And for the alcohol, like I said, it's White Claw. It's about those type of drinks. And being that I'm not exactly young, I don't know what the youth really drinks other than White Claws or drinks like that. I could ask Kayla when she gets in. She's much younger than I am. So Bud Light thought that they could get ahead of the game and start making Bud Light cool, but for the next generation. And maybe that's still on their agenda. But in the interim, it is cheaper to buy a Bud Light right now than it is to buy a 12-pack of soda. I know that. And people still aren't interested. If they knocked on my door and asked me to do a $100 survey and drink Bud Light and tell me what I think of it, I would have to turn them away. They can't pay me to drink it. And for me, it doesn't matter who they put on the can. And maybe that's the thing about commercials now. Do people really care about the person that's on the cover in a positive way? When I was younger and, let's see, you had Blossom, Punky Brewster, maybe Debbie Gibson, if they were on the covers of Bud Light and the girls from the Facts of Life, I still wouldn't be interested. Of course, I think they'd have to be of age 21 in order to be on there, but I'm just saying that it wouldn't get me to drink something that I never developed a taste for. Like, I don't care if there's a can of Brussels sprouts and you could have Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones on the cans of Brussels sprouts. I don't like sprouts. I'm not going to force myself to like them because of who's on the cover. All right. I need to have a couple minutes again here, so let me take a few minutes here. So try to find something I haven't played in a long time here. We'll play Wait For Me. All right, I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, and on that note, welcome back to hour number two of the Proof Negative Show. I do have Kayla joining us here, so we'll go ahead and bring Kayla into the show right now. Thank you, Kayla, for joining us tonight.
Glad to be here.
I spent the first hour going over the social credit scores and digital currencies, and then I went into some Bud Light and the Get Woke Going Broke system.
Oh, yeah. Bud Light, from what I've heard, is down 21% in sales, while, like, Coors and Miller are up.
Yeah, so they thought that they'd be able to capitalize on all the trans people.
Yeah, except they're only like 1% of the nation. Or is that world population, technically?
They were willing to get rid of their entire base to appeal to the wokesters.
Well, Maybelline's next.
Are people boycotting Maybelline?
From what I'm seeing, people are getting, well, women specifically are starting to talk about it. I don't know if that's going to be as big as Bud Light. Men seem to have more of a backbone when it comes to standing up for their rights, whereas women,
it's
we
funny
just seem to be more.
For vaccine rights, women stand up all day for that. But when it comes up to women's rights, they're not interested.
Which is very confusing for me because no one listens to us when it's women. They just don't. But it's us that have to get it started most of the time when it comes to that stuff. But I don't know. I'm really hoping that they sit here and they just boycott Maybelline. I don't wear makeup myself. I just don't like it. So I can't join that boycott.
Well, that's like me and beer, because I don't drink alcohol. So me and beer, I'm like, yeah, I'm already boycotting Bud Light. I've never purchased a Bud Light in my life I've never purchased a beer from any company ever in my life.
Me either. Well, that's not true. I drink in my 20s, but yeah, now I don't. I don't drink at all.
So I don't even know what the kids drink these days. I said, other than White Claws, I don't know what the kids drink.
Four Locos. They want to get messed up and as messed up as they can these days.
Okay.
And Four Locos are basically, from what I have been told, it's like you were just drinking rubbing alcohol.
Hmm. And that's interesting for people?
Apparently, but from what I've noticed when it comes to alcohol in general, everyone around me at least, they just want to get messed up. They don't want to care about anything. They just want to drink and forget about their problems in their day. Well, I mean, from my experience and what I've seen around me recently. Because a lot of my friend group is younger than me right now.
I like that feeling.
Huh?
I said I know that feeling. I'll be 51 in a few months.
Eh, 50 is the new 40.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that that I'm older than most people I know.
It's a weird feeling, because I'm bet at one point in time you were probably one of the younger ones in your friend group, and you hear about it, and then it's like, oh, everyone's younger than me now. So I was going to ask, actually, on the social credit score stuff, I know you've been talking about it the last hour, so I've missed a good portion of it. It's my understanding it's basically going to be the same situation in China.
China already has it, but the United States wants to go further on it than China did.
What are they wanting to add?
I don't know exactly because I haven't studied it to a T, but India's currency, they went all digital. Europe is getting there. Canada's getting there. Everybody's going to get there.
And that's a terrifying thing. You can't have free commerce that way.
No.
I know I've seen a video the other day where it was this girl, and she said she got the microchip implanted in her, and then she was using her rights to freedom of speech to talk out about her regret of getting it. I'm not sure what she even regretted, but when she spoke out about it, they shut down the chip. She couldn't buy anything. She couldn't even get into her apartment anymore. And I'm pretty sure she's from America. I could be wrong, but it looks like America.
I don't know the story, so I can't comment on it.
But if I can find it again, I'll send it to you. Do what?
I said that sounds about right. If your social credit goes too far below, then you're locked out of your apartment if you leave. If it shuts off while you're in your apartment, I guess that's better because you can't leave. Your doors won't work.
Nope. And from the video I was watching, the girl was worried because her cat was inside and she couldn't get into her apartment to go get her cat.
And all that because maybe she posted something like only a woman can get pregnant. It could be something as simple as that, and that's hate speech.
Yeah, this day and age it is.
Well, look at this.
Meanwhile,
if you're allowed to cross the border, and it doesn't matter what gang affiliation you are, if they ask you if you're trans and you say yes, it's a free pass to get into the United States. If you're trans, they say they cannot stop you from entering the country. So everybody now knows when they come in, they're just going to say that they're trans.
The other nations around the world have to be looking at America and being like, what is wrong with you people? Like, I don't see how they couldn't be at this point. Oh, I also seen recently on the digital back currency topic. I need to do a lot more research into this. I only saw this last night, so this is only coming off as a, hey, people, maybe look into it. It's a possibility. But a man was on there. He did a little TikTok, and he was talking about how in your homeowner insurance clause or mortgage, your mortgage rate, not rate, but the mortgage itself that you have through the bank, supposedly has a clause talking about if the bank switches currency before your mortgage is paid off, then your mortgage is then null and void with them. So I don't know much of anything on that particular topic. Again, I've only seen the video once. I want to look more into it because that seems like something very interesting if true.
I'm not saying I'm getting a free house, so I will never look into that.
Oh, no, understandable. Hopefully today this works for me. Last time I tried to opt the broccoli man, for some reason, 2 minutes left and the voice stopped and my speaker on my phone's acting weird. Maybe I can listen to it today.
Well, it worked. I played it on the show right after you said that.
And yeah, it's probably my phone, which I'm completely giving up on at this point.
Well, we'll try again. It's fine. So,
okay.
In this episode that we have the millennials, and at Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology, at SHIT, the school is still requiring everybody to get their gene therapies. And Jamar's parent 1 and 2 wants him to transfer to Central University of North Tennessee instead. So we'll have to be on the watch for that. But when you're ready, I'll go ahead and get this going.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. All right, so we'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
So, Jamma, Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology says we need to get a new gene therapy within the next 10 days. You want to roll with me and Malik?
I don't know, B. Brandon said the COVID emergency is over. I'm not sure why they are still forcing the gene therapies.
Sugar, can I roll with you? I will go get my gene therapy with you and my life partner.
No, Mike. You are not allowed in my car. You bees is white. I don't let white peoples in my car. I am not a racist like you.
I understand. I am cursed with my skin color and there's nothing I can do to change it. I deserve every punishment I get because I do not have black skin.
I am so glad that SHIT charges white peoples more money than black peoples for educations now.
I agree. It is so loving and liberal.
My parent 1 and parent 2 said I am not allowed to get any more gene therapies. I hope I do not have to leave SHIT. I applied to go to Central University of North Tennessee. CUNT does not force gene therapies and make the students wear scams all day.
I'm not sure why you believe all that racist ish now. If you are skinny and you do not take gene therapies, and you do not wear a scam on your face, those are all microaggressions that show you hate black people. You need to show you are black by getting a gene therapy.
But sugar, I was told 47 gene therapies ago that any one I get I could die. I have already died several times and it is a miracle that somehow they were able to revive me. I am literally in the Guinness Book of World Records for most heart attacks by a single person, B. We just cannot do it anymore, player.
Jamar, will you quit trying to play your white privilege card? Only white people are trying to be as racist.
For real, B. I have had 76 gene therapies. I have ports and pick lines on my person. I have been dead way too many times. I want to stay alive and get my liberal studies degree. You forgot that I'm black and Puerto Rican? How can I hate black people if I am already black?
You little crybaby Biznich. You need to show support for the Democrat Party by wearing a scam and getting your gene therapies. I know. It's that Green Jones again. That loser's a something ducker for real.
That person won't even tell us his pronouns. Plus he is very angry that I'm a trans and my girlfriend is trying to get me pregnant. Oh dear, I called my girlfriend the wrong pronoun again. I hate when she punches me in my ballsack and then I have to go to Amy at General Hopesville to get my junk fixed. Please, whatever you do, do not tell Malik that I called her the wrong pronouns.
You act like I care. You bees is white. So I have zero F's to give. Besides, I already sent their text and they said the Miss Finaletti feels them's fists when they get home. I hate all white peoples because you bees is racists. I can't wait for Michael Robertson Obama bees as president. Then they will arrest everyone who bees is or acts white.
I don't know about that, B. Arresting people for having the wrong skin color seems kinda sketch and racist to me.
Then you shouldn't bees as a racist.
I was told I would get a hood pass because I do drag queen story time and show my junks to the kids. Showing your junks to children makes up some of my privilege because I'm doing it for the children.
Yeah. Let me catch you doing that and you be arrested for many years. Maybe decades.
You need to stop being so genderist. Leave those black trans peoples alone.
I do not understand why you all want to show your junk to children. I can't go there, bro.
That is because you are too cisgendered. You don't know what it's like to be trans.
How would you know what it's like to be a trans? You still have your junk. You have not transitioned and have no plans to whack off your stuff.
That is none of your business. I can keep my junk and still be a trans. It's not fair that I cannot be on the woman's track and feel advanced because I have my junk. Discrimination sucks.
Dude, if you get rid of your junk, then wouldn't you be a trans? You would be transitioning then. I don't understand it, B. Because if you have a junk, then you never transient, player.
You are just upset that you do not get periods all the time like I do. I can't wait for Bud Light to put me on the beer cans. Just me and my girdle with my period showing on my panties.
That is gross, B. When I get my periods, I don't tell anyone. Unless I need to borrow a tampon.
You are no longer a Democrat, Jim Martha. You need to support Brandon no matter what.
That's not true, B. I like what Robert Kennedy Jr. is saying. He is against mandatory gene therapies and does not want to force everyone to wear scams on their face.
He sounds like a fascist dictator. I bet he does not even want to ban straight people getting married. I heard they want to pass a law saying if you are trans you can go completely naked if you like. If someone complains I am naked, I can just tell them I am trans. Then I can hit them with a hate crime and they will be arrested if they do not apologize and provide a discount for offending me.
We also need to ban all white peoples and cisgender peoples from owning guns. You should only be allowed to own a gun if you are black trans. That is only fair.
But then wouldn't all criminals just say they are trans? Just like they do when they get caught with a crime and they ask to go into a women's prison?
You are just upset that when my girlfriend Malik commits a crime, she demands to go to a women's prison. She has gotten 3 other women pregnant already. Now only she can get me pregnant.
Hey everyone. Don't become liberals like these clowns. Get educated. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live for the Proof Negative radio show. He will keep you up to date on all the real news that all the fake news outlets are too scared to talk about. That is freedomizerradio.com.
Bleep anyone that is not for telling us what we want to hear. That's why I only support the people that fake news tells me to. If you are not for communism, then you are a fascist.
All right, so I hope that episode was okay.
Oh, 100%. And it talks about a couple real points, too. I mean, all your episodes do, the Broccoli Man.
Yeah.
For instance, schools and the transgender topic. Like, there's a 12-year-old boy who was just kicked out of his school, like, kind of suspended for the day, because he went to school wearing a shirt that said, there are only 2 genders.
Right.
And he was singled out.
And if the shirt said, there are 2 million genders, then... nothing would have happened. He probably would have received extra credit or something.
More than likely, they're saying that he made people feel uncomfortable, but he himself said the experience was other kids were asking him where they could get that shirt because they believed what he said.
Exactly.
What a shirt. Which tells you it had to be a teacher.
Kayla, my stomach is having some issues today. I'm going to be 2 or 3 minutes. So if you have anything to share, and I'll come meet you. If you have an article, I'll meet you in a couple minutes.
Okay. I'll talk over on this particular topic with the 12-year-old boy. You know, it had to be a teacher who ended up going to these people, to the school board, and having him singled out. And I don't think any children, unless they're being brainwashed by their parents or social media, are going to be complaining about that. So, anyway. One of the topics, for those of you who don't know, one of the Brunson brothers, their first case was denied, so now they have a second case going up. In the second case, one of the Loy Brunson has, he's suing specifically three of the Supreme Court justices for their failure to look into and investigate the 2020 election. The docket number is, oh, hang on. Is Loy Brunson versus 388, the docket number 22-1028. They have boxes upon boxes full of letters ready to take his judge. So his judge actually pretty much demanded that the Supreme Court judges need to come and actually address the situation. And their response was they have more important things to worry about instead of, you know, being actually investigated for technically treason this act if they don't step up to actually look into this. We have absolute proof absolutely. Both of these go over the logistics of how the election was stolen, talking about other countries interfering with the Dominion machines. And then you have 2,000 Mules. Highly recommend if you have not seen it. You can find that on BitForestNews.com, or at least you could have logged it. I don't know if it's still there. 2,000 Mules have... So detectives use to find someone nowadays that detectives use who have committed a crime. They will use your cell phone data to track you and where you were at that time. Well, more so, they go around and get the cell phone data of the people who were in the area when the crime was committed, and they figure out which one was in that exact area, and they figure out your PIN. Well, they use this technology in multiple states to track what they call the mules, people who would be going up at 2 and 3 in the morning at these drop boxes and stuffing the ballot boxes full of ballots. One person, one vote. That's how that is. And even if you're dropping off, say, your mother or father or brother or sister or wife's ballot, that's still one and not me. But, you know, we're excited about it. Again, highly recommend watch 2,000 Mules. They have this proof, and they use the same technique as actual detectives use, as I said. And it's kind of interesting. They have actual video proof of people stuffing their ballots. You have people not wearing gloves, and then they found out and were able to finger one person because of not wearing gloves. And then you see videos later where they have these gloves on where they're stuffing the ballots. Are you back, Proof?
I'm here. I wanted to hear what you were saying, so I'll be here to comment. Don't worry.
Oh, I was originally talking about the Brunson brothers case number 2, Loy Brunson. Loy Brunson versus 388 of the investigating the Clinton election. Telling people some of the evidence that they can watch from the documentaries that have been released from 2008. And I was explaining what the technique is used that 2000 Mules shows you how they found the people. And use the same thing as detectives where they tune your cell phone data and they had used that to tune one person doing a bunch of drops and ballot stuffing in a drop box, and they would follow that ping to like 6-7 other places in the county where they're just stuffing all these boxes. For anyone who hasn't looked at 2000 Mules yet. But on the Brunson Brother case specifically, so they have enoughofenough.me where you can go and get the letter to send to the Brunson Brothers and to the Supreme Court to make them see people are serious about this. And if you don't want to actually take the time to write the letter or print it out and send it yourself, all you have to do is pay for the postage stamping. And then Loy Brunson said he himself will actually send those letters out. All you have to do is pay the stamp. Sorry. Hello. Trying not to burp. So, let's see. So on the specific, as I was saying about the Louis Brunson situation, and he is going after three specific Supreme Court justices who basically came in and said they're too busy to deal with this court case, so they want him to drop it. I mean, of course you want him to drop it because he's about to show that you committed treason against your own country.
And then you have media outfits already condemning Robert F. Kennedy.
Yeah, I was about to say, and the Broccoli Man, it brought up Robert F. Kennedy. And I was about to mention, so ABC News broke the law when they censored RFK Jr. The statute that they broke was 47 U.S.C. 315, which makes it illegal for TV networks to censor presidential candidates. And in the particular conversation they were having that they censored, they were talking about vaccines in general, not even just the COVID vaccine, but how RFK Jr. has been telling people for years now there's a link between autism and vaccines, along with multiple other doctors who they have just made to look like they were discredited, even though they never were. But they wanted to go into the debate over the vaccine, and you can hear it, but then they cut it and basically have the host of the show at one point went from talking about vaccines to then talking about the Kennedy family and kind of like how he dragged them through the mud or something along those lines. I don't remember her exact wording, but basically that he was a disgrace to the Kennedys is how I took that. But they actually said that the president...
The lady called Robert F. Kennedy crazy for not believing in the CIA.
Right? It's like his...
Meanwhile,
his
the CIA
uncle,
killed his father and his uncle, but he needs to trust him.
Exactly. And then you have even Ron Paul out there saying, yeah, we know it was the CIA who killed Kennedy. And he just recently came out admitting that in a talk show he was doing. And I don't know, it's like no one bats an eye at this stuff. It's like, oh, it's just a conspiracy. We have actual politicians talking about this, but it's a conspiracy? Okay. So them calling him crazy over the fact that he doesn't want them around anymore, it just kind of, you know, cements my thoughts that the media companies, all of them, even Fox, are just tools for people to push agendas anymore. So RFK also released a post talking about how he was a censor. So it sets up a defamation lawsuit, kind of, in a sense. But his audience cutting most of his interview out, which broke the statute 47 USC, with the interview with Ms. Lindsay Davis. They cherry-picked everything, snippets, and a defamatory disclaimer showing that the press is unlawfully biased and censoring real truth. RFK Jr. goes on in his post over this issue to state, as president, he will free the FCC from its corporate captors and force the agency to follow the law by revoking the license of networks that put the mercantile ambitions and ads ahead of public interest, which I don't think would be a bad idea at all if you take the money gain out of that, which means you also take the private investors out of it, is how I take that. I could be wrong, but all of our media companies are basically owned by, what, same six people around the world? I think it's six people. I could be wrong on that.
But I don't see, if the lawsuits pile up, they're like, oh, I don't care, we'll do it again.
Well, do you think they could withstand multiple class action lawsuits?
Yeah, but how many people are going to start them?
That's true. You need to find an actual lawyer or attorney that has a backbone to fight for that. And you are right. How many people will stand up for it? Oh, RFK also went on to talk about, he's calling out the WEF and basically millionaires/billionaires for trying to use climate change to usher in a totalitarian system control over pretty much all of humanity. So he basically just said, yeah, climate change is bullshit. Sorry for the wording. That's basically what
I don't care. That's fine.
So I'm excited to see where he's going to go. I know now where he lands on the climate change topic. He's against the transitioning children, and he is 100% for freedom of speech. He's against the vaccines, and he's actually speaking on all the vaccines, not just the COVID jab.
By the way, don't anyone think he's a Republican, because he's not. He is what they call a classic Democrat, which was what Democrats were like 30, 40, 50 years ago. He has not changed. It's just that everybody around him has changed.
And the science keeps changing because money keeps changing hands. But was RFK Jr. an actual licensed physician in any way? I don't remember.
I never looked, so I don't know.
I haven't either. I know he had a reason to be able to speak out, or background, I thought, on that topic, because it was one he was very passionate about. I don't remember. I have to look that up. I know Rand Paul was an actual MD, and he speaks out about it all the time. Oh, which he was also just on fire against Samantha Powers works for the USAID fund, and he was asking her in a Forbes video, they released this. And he asked her, did you said fund coronavirus research in Wuhan, China? And she does what all of them do, gives an answer without giving an answer. You know, political speech, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
But it's funny because when you watch the video, he actually goes on to say, basically, like, you weren't even the person in charge when this was happening. And she's still not answering anything and defending it. Hang on, I'll send that video to you. I have it right here. Well, I've got it up on my computer, but not on my cell phone.
Oh.
But
don't forget, if there's ever any videos you want me to clip the audio for and play on the show, let me know ahead of time, and I'll make sure they're downloaded.
Okay, there was one that I tagged you in, but I don't think you've seen it, or seen that I tagged you. At this point, I think it would have been easier to have sent this to my second account and send it to myself. I share a lot of information on my Telegram channel that Facebook will not let me share at all.
Mm.
I'm still restricted on there. Like, I haven't been banned in the last 3-4 months, but I've still got a 90-day restriction on my posts and everything.
Oh, I've seen this.
He calls her out for lying about everything because she keeps saying, we've sent in these papers to this specific committee, and he flat out says, I am basically the senior member on the committee, and there's not been a single paper presented to me from you all. But we have people lying under oath, so why is nothing happening to these people? Is what I want to know, because I thought if you lied under oath, you went to jail.
Yeah, but how that you have a president that says even if the Senate recommends they go to jail or they get arrested for, I can't think of the right word here, contempt of court, Brandon says that he's vetoing that.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that already, which is why they can't do anything. Because it's okay. They could tell you I'm lying, and there's not much they could do. I don't know why they even lie.
Well, they have to lie because even if right now they're not held accountable, there's always that off chance if I admit to this, either A, the people they're working for are going to Clintonize them, or B, they're going to be brought to justice eventually when you do get someone in there with a backbone. But I don't know, the way America's going, will that ever happen?
No, I don't expect. I don't expect much.
So say RFK and Trump do run as, like, president and vice president, and they get in there. Do you think anything will change?
Some things possibly. I don't know how much they would have to do with it other than the fact that they could get us out of the World Health Organization again. They would be drilling again. for oil, the border they would try to lock down. A lot of things they won't be able to change, but they would be able to change enough to say it would make a difference.
I guess that would at least be better than nothing, but we need massive change. Although on the border topic, they've got, I believe it was like 20,000 migrants are waiting for May 11th. So
expect to have a million new migrants possibly a month.
And you know, they're being sent mainly to red states, which scares me. I'm in a red state, so I'm like, oh, great. And being a delivery driver, I've gone around to a lot of factories and everything in the middle of the night, and the majority of the people they have there do not speak English. I've tried to talk to them, and they just stare at me. They don't respond. It's like deer in headlights. And I don't know. That freaks me out a bit because I don't want to be like, oh, this person's illegal off the bat. They could be shy, but the amount of them I'm seeing now is, like, my mind explode moment because this is mainly the area I'm in, English-speaking. So even the people who come here who do speak Spanish speak a little bit of English. These people coming in, they don't know any of it, and they're taking, like, bottom-of-the-barrel jobs. I don't know. Part of me just wonders, because they are able body age, like perfect age for military men, are these part of the bad ones coming in that are probably going to be used as the deep state military type forces? Or are these people here genuinely trying to make a better life for themselves? Is this person part of the M13 gang or any gang? Or is this an actual innocent person who just wants a better life? I don't know, and the amount of them out here growing is just a little concerning to me.
Yeah, but when you have, say, 308,000 people in one caravan, and every one of them has a Let Me In Biden shirt, they're all here for the same reason.
Yeah, and then what is it? The UN has a thing set up where you can actually set up your appointment now to get picked up and taken to the border.
Yes.
Oh, crap. I forget. I think it was it Tom Rands or was it Mike Adams? I think it was Mike Adams. I just watched the other day. I'm going to have to go and rewatch it. But he showed on his show a statement that was released telling people in two different languages. He was able to translate the Spanish. He couldn't translate the Chinese 100%. But he translated it to them, telling them where to go, how long their rides are going to be in order for them to get to certain places, and then take trucks and vehicles from that place to somewhere else, and it'd be like a two-hour drive before you enter America type thing.
Yeah.
So they're telling them, this is where you go, this is the car you get in, and this is how you get in. And then you also have, on top of that, the cars that are illegally coming in here, they're not going to stop for Border Patrol, they're not going to stop for the cops, so they continue to run. And if that car flips and it's on the American border side, they're going to be taken to the hospital, and then taxpayer money is paying for these people to get looked at and cared for. And then what happens when they get out? They just get released? Do they get sent back? But they just want them to hear that we are openly allowing basically an undocumented army to just enter in our borders.
Yeah.
Illegal.
And as long as they say that they're trans, it'll be fine.
I really do think the trans topic is being used to distract people from things, but at the same time, it is also an important topic because they are targeting our children. Which is, I don't know, it's mind-boggling to see. For instance, there's a video surfacing now where this boy went into the girls' locker room, said he was trans, staring at him, spitting at him, everything in the locker room, and then out in the actual, like, courtyard area, he's getting into a fight with a little girl. Like, she is so tiny. He is a giant in comparison to her. And he's, like, full-on punching this girl. And it took an actual adult male teacher to sit down on top of him to get him to stop attacking this little girl. Oh. And then you have the situation. Megyn Kelly just had a girl on her show talking about how she's on the volleyball team, and they had heard this, was it Highland Heights or something, I think the other school was called. I could be wrong. It could be like Hill Heights or something. It's something like that. And on this side, they knew that the volleyball team members, that they had a trans person on their team, and this boy sat there and spiked a volleyball so hard. This girl still has injuries to her neck. She doesn't know when it's going to fully heal. Like, she can't move her head certain ways without there being pain. Mm-hmm. And they're allowing this. On top of all the boys who have raped girls in the last 2-3 years being allowed into the girls' restroom, one boy I remember reading about a year ago, he's been transferred to multiple different schools because he keeps going into the girls' restroom saying he's a transgender and raping somebody. And they're just silencing the girls, and they're just moving this boy around. It's like, this is a danger. This is happening in our schools. They're allowing it. They're not stopping it. And all you need is one person who has anything ill will intent to become a nightmare for somebody who cannot fight back. And isn't it our job as the adults to be like, no to this insanity? But then you have teachers who are out here saying, oh, let them be. Trans is beautiful. I'm sorry, if you are an adult trans person who genuinely has gender dysphoria, even in your older years, I no hate. I don't think you're out there trying to molest children. But there are those who are doing this, and you can see it in the younger children are already doing that to each other. It's make women's spaces for women, men's space for men. And if you wanna be politically correct, make a third choice for universal use. Because I guarantee you, most girls are not going to go in there. Guys won't care. They just want to use the bathroom. Well, I don't know. They might care. I don't know. I can't say they won't. I'm not a guy. So, like, that's
you're
more
not
on your end.
As one?
Huh?
You're not going to identify as a male?
No. Ever since I was a little girl, I've known I was happy with the gender I was. I've always wanted to be a mother someday. So I'm happy as a woman. I have no urge to say, I want to be a man. No. I don't want that responsibility thrown on me. I don't want the hate. I don't want the stigma. I don't want any of that. I'm quite content with all the bull crap I got to deal with. But our genders are supposed to be separate for a reason, and it drives me insane, so insane, to hear there are people being taught in the Northern Kentucky University that there are multiple genders. I know two people who've gone through NKU who have told me you have to do a gender study class if you want to graduate. And one of them is a liberal and perfectly gung-ho with it, completely believes all that rhetoric, and they're a teacher now for elementary school through third grade.
Oh,
they're a teacher, and they believe in multiple different genders. My other friend is actually someone who supports common sense, is on the other side of the, I should say Republican, more so than anything else, and he is 100% against it, and they would not let him graduate unless he took this gender study class, which I thought was crazy. Like, I have one friend who in California told me that they had those classes, and they've had them for a minute now. I never expected that to come here to a red state. I thought there would still be, you know, intelligence, common sense. And no, apparently that is not true this day and age. Ugh. Oh,
so Robert Kennedy, there's a quote with him recently that said, there's no time in history where the people who were censoring speech were the good guys.
And he's right. He's 100% right.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Hitler censored speech, even all the way back to, like, Roman and Greece days. They would kill people who they disagreed with. It was Socrates, I believe, said, send my wife away. I could be wrong on which philosopher. Oh, 100% state that. But I know one of these philosophers, he had a disagreement on, I believe he was killed because he said the sun was the center of the universe, not the earth.
Yeah.
And that was so blasphemous at that time, I'm not sure if they stoned him to death or what exactly happened, but he said, send the wife away. I don't want to deal with her crying, basically. Sorry, just a little thing I remember from high school. But they have silenced and censored since the beginning of time, especially when you're right. Tesla, he was the one who talked about giving free energy to the world, showing people new techniques, and he was originally hired by Edison to come in and invent a new current. I think Edison had the AC current, and then Tesla came in and invented the DC current. It could be vice versa. It could be. I'm not 100%, but I do know he was brought in to do that. And he did it, and Edison then took his current that he made, which we now use today, but he ramped it up in the middle of a town square, basically, and electrocuted an elephant. This is dangerous. So they shut him down hardcore. Meanwhile, there are stories of Tesla being able to go into a room and have a light bulb hanging by a string and turning it on with the wave of his hand because he understood how to work the electricity and the energy. And he tells everybody the answer to the universe. Think in 369, energy and frequency and vibration. And they shut him down. We could have free energy. We could have flying cars. We could have an entire different world right now if they had not shut Tesla down.
Hey, there are people that have invented cars that get like 200 miles a gallon, and then when they put their patent in, then all of a sudden, a week later, they're found dead.
Yeah, and that's happened to a lot of people who put in free energy devices patents, too. There were so many of them that they stopped taking them, but now you can see a lot of them end up dead. They go missing. Same for cures for cancer, diabetes, all of that. And or they end up being really, really rich overnight for no reason, and then you never hear anything about their inventions ever again because it's been bought and blackboxed. I'm talking about patents and all that, but these are people who have been silenced, and it is always happening. Sorry, I know I went on a tangent with that.
That's okay.
But we are repeating our history. And those, they say those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat it. So I guess I'm okay with kind of giving a little bit of a history lesson because I feel like we are repeating a majority of it. And I'm scared at where it's going to go. Is it going to be another Holocaust type event? Is it going to be people like you and me being sent to these re-education camps / FEMA camps that allegedly don't exist?
Well, that's the eventual goal.
So what do we do?
And just think with artificial intelligence, they might be able to get that. Because if they can silence, if they can get someone like Tucker Carlson and they can mimic his voice and make him say things that he's never said, then people will be like, well, I believe that because it's Tucker Carlson.
And they could 100% do that. They have that ability to do that today. And it's funny. I was talking to my nephew who was saying, oh, I got, I'll just say my niece. He got my niece into playing Fortnite, and there's this little kid supposedly that's talking to him, and he's got a crush on my niece that they've met online. And I told him, well, be careful. You never know if that's an adult using a voice changer. And my nephew, I guess in his mind, is thinking of like one of those megaphone things that people use to change their voice. And he's like, it's a real voice. And like, there are ways to change your voice and still sound actually human. He just cannot comprehend that. Sorry, different topic a wee bit, but... yeah, you're right. That's something they can do 100% today. And the AI capabilities that they have out there, speaking of AI, like you've seen the art probably that they've released. They make amazing art, but they can also use that to change faces, to change bodies, to change background, to change what we actually see. And you can't tell me they're not using that technology right now. Have you seen the video where Biden is talking to a reporter and he puts his hand through the mic?
No.
Oh, that's going to take me a minute to find, but it's interesting because when he's talking, he moves his hand and it actually goes through the microphone. And I'm like, that's weird.
Maybe it's AI.
It's always possible. Or green screen, something's going on there.
Yeah.
But
actually,
yeah,
speaking of which, I have a green screen. I just haven't figured out how to put it together yet. I just got it this past weekend.
To my understanding, you just hang it up and then you have to use your camera and stuff to do the effects.
Yeah, I realize that. I just haven't gotten that far.
Oh, okay. Other than that, I don't know anything about green screen. Like, I don't know the actual, like, programs you would use. Oh, but speaking of Tucker Carlson, the Megyn Kelly Show just interviewed somebody who was talking about they're offering Tucker a spot. It's like $100.
Yes.
I think like,
$100 million.
Is that like for the whole year?
Oh, I just saw the number. I didn't see how long it was for or anything.
I was watching it a little bit, and I didn't get all of that because it was the last video I saw before jumping on here. My mom was trying to get me to watch a 24-minute video, and I'm like, I don't have 24 minutes. I've got like 10, if that. But they said they're going to pay for the production. He can come on. He can have a podcast. He can have a radio show. Whatever he wants, they're going to pay for it. They want his voice.
What network is that, do you know?
Huh?
What network is that? Because I didn't see.
Well, I'm going to save the video and send it to myself and send it to you. I think they say it in the video, but I'm not sure where. Because she doesn't mention who they're
talking to. I'm not watching while I'm on air.
No, no, not right now, of course. I'm just trying to send it. It might be the actual company that Megyn Kelly works with. I can't promise that. Why is it I can never find myself on here?
No.
Oh, I have two accounts, so that way I can test run if something's going to get me banned or not. And then if I share it from that account, it tends not to get me banned more often. But I am excited. If he ends up taking up the position with them, I'm excited to see what he's doing, because Megyn Kelly's production that they do seems pretty decent if it's the same people. Oh, so while I'm figuring this out, slightly off topic, but there's a doctor out there, Dr. Lee Merritt.
Okay.
So this doctor has spoken about cancer all the way up to multiple sclerosis actually being associated with parasites in your blood. And it's intercellular microscopic parasites. She goes on to talk about in the blood, the cancer cells are extremely indistinguishable to the parasitic eggs that they find. She goes on to talk about a chiropractor friend that she has a parapsychologist friend over in Egypt, and that he had brought up a conversation before between the connection between cancer cells and parasitic egg cells under a microscope. And supposedly the parapsychologist flat out said that's something we talk about in our field all the time, but not something oncologists have ever brought up to them. She herself has about a 30-something minute video I went and watched after finding her. Oh, the friend she spoke of is Brian Art.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
I hadn't either until I started researching this yesterday or last night is when I first saw this. I just thought it was really interesting and intriguing. She goes on to talk about the ivermectin, HCQ, and four other drugs that are all parasitic relievers that they've known or been studying, like the NIH and Germany back in the 70s and 80s were doing these experiments and finding out these things, these particular drugs are killing like cancer and multiple sclerosis, all of this. There's one particular German study, I believe it was the Germans, I could be wrong, could be someone from Florida, I could be intersecting these two. But she goes on to talk about this one doctor who had taken 10 people who passed away who all had multiple sclerosis, which normally with someone that gets diagnosed with MS, they have lesions type things in their brain and their spine. Well, the doctor that went and researched this ended up studying, as I said, these 10 recently deceased people with MS and discovering parasites both in the brain and the spine, the same place where they have these things appear on their MRI. So she has a Rumble video over this topic. Okay, that has uploaded. Of course, one of the stories that appeared is wrong. I know that particular story is a little off topic, but it was something I found that I thought would be interesting and something to talk about.
Okay.
And I definitely want to look into this more with the research she's talking about since like the 70s and 80s, the Germans and NIH were doing, and they've known this since then. Like, I'm excited to see what they had to say about this all the way back then.
All right, so let me share this with you then.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get into this earlier, but I didn't want to do this without having a second person here. So
what's the topic?
So Chelsea Clinton on the Gateway Pundit, she got fact-checked on Twitter for pushing a porn cartoon book for children.
I saw that, actually, or listened to something about that, where they were talking about basically comparing it to banning a book, when in actuality it's more of censoring topics for, you know, age-appropriate stuff, which is not.
Yeah, so I live in Las Vegas, and if it says you have to be 21 years of age to gamble, that doesn't mean we're anti-gambling. It means it's not age-appropriate.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the people are saying in this situation, if I remember correctly from what I was listening to. They're like, we're not saying ban it. We're saying don't give it to children in elementary school.
The United Nations says that they want kids to be sexually active by age 2.
Oh. Kids don't even know anything about that at that age.
But that's what they want. Uh-oh. This way they're corrupted for their entire lives. And they can justify what they're doing.
On Hillary or Chelsea Clinton, I'm going to say it's not surprising when the woman actually wears an upside-down cross. The UN, though, I mean, they never once stepped in to help the people in China who were having forced abortions because they had more than one child. They never stepped in for those human rights violations. So, of course, they'd be okay with anything to do with basically destroying a child.
So Elon Musk slapped a sticker on the Twitter that says, "Genderqueer, the book shown in this photo, features sexually explicit material. This book contains visual depictions of oral sex, masturbation, and adult sexual content with a minor.
And what age are they trying to target this book for?
Was it third grade, fourth grade?
Wouldn't surprise me, but this world really is just losing its morals, its way. We are going to hell in a handbasket.
It says here 69% of American parents oppose child porn in schools. The rest are Democrat voters. So your political party now determines whether or not you think five-year-olds should be sexually active.
I mean, the UN wants two-year-olds to be sexually active. Of course they're going to want fun. Everything in me is just saying that's effed up. They want to entirely destroy a generation of children.
Yeah.
That they can
If they can destroy a generation of children, then they can destroy a large swath of population. And that's what the goal is. It's not about rights. It's about depopulation. So you have the king of depop right there with Bill Gates. I'm not able to hear you.
I hear, occasionally I'll hear something really loud going on in the background. I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know either.
So, what was I trying to say? Oh, on the depopulation agenda situation, we already have the trained then they're using vaccines and using the facility treatment. Even abortion seems an excuse that we need to use. Today?
Sorry, if you're talking, I can't hear you. I didn't want to talk over you.
Oh, you're fine. It got really, really staticky in the background for some reason. I couldn't hear you at all either. Are you doing something right now?
What's that?
I was asking if you were doing something because the sound was starting again.
Oh, I'm just sitting looking at the phone, actually.
That's really weird. Well, so they already have abortion, which people are using as basically a birth control, which I don't agree with. I do agree people need it for women, need it for medical purposes. I do support women being able to get
abortion. Yeah, but they can't define a woman, so...
Oh, God, you're not wrong there. I cannot believe we have a Supreme Court justice member who says, I'm not a biologist. I can't tell you what a woman is, even though she's a woman.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's the first Supreme Court justice to be given a job and not know what a woman is.
And be extremely lenient on pedophiles.
Yeah, because it's liberal. That's what it is. Go ahead. You were going to ask me something?
Yeah, and then you said something and made me forget. It'll come back to me. But I know on the topic of that particular Supreme Court justice, again, I don't understand how you yourself are a woman and do not, can't say what a woman is. Like, should, oh, here it is. Should I start asking the question, well, what's a man? It's to tell me what a man is. Define a man for me. I wonder if that'll stump them or if they can just go.
If you know what a woman is and you're not a biologist, then you'll have your social credit score ruined.
Oh, God.
Because it's so loving and liberal.
So, I really pray the social credit stuff does not make it here, that people put a stop to that. But I don't know. People are so comfortable with this weird slavery system we're in that they might just accept it. I just don't get it. I like to say slavery was never actually ended. It was just extended for everybody. And now we don't have to have them take care of us because we use our own money to take care of ourselves but still make them more rich. Because I know people who work 80 hours a week and they are barely scraping by.
Oh, there's people in California. There could be a husband and a wife. They make $108,000 combined, and they're on food stamps.
Oh, I know. My one of my friends that moved here from California, she was renting a room with her mother, and she had to pay her mom $600, almost $700 a month for a room just to help keep up with the payments. And she told me it's so different out there. Their houses are so close together. They don't have lawns. They don't have backyards. The grass that you would see is basically brown and dying. You have people out there. One of my friends moved out there to go be with this particular one, and he had a MAGA hat. And people there, if they saw you with a MAGA hat, would instantly try to start a fight with you. Pick a fight with you, saying you're racist, you're a bigot, you're all of this stuff. That's someplace I just won't ever visit in my life after hearing the stories from the people who actually live there.
Well, you saw my cartoon, how Sugar refuses to let Mike into the car because he's white and she doesn't allow racists in.
Right? It's like, wait, you yourself are being racist. You can't be racist towards
it's
white people.
When you're liberal.
There's actually a video I would recommend. It's an Asian kid made this video, and it's what we're doing to white people. And he calls out the fact that all the other ethnicities are being racist to white people. And he's like, they can't call this out themselves because then they're told they're being a bigot or they're being racist. And it's got millions of views, and I've went and read comments, and people are telling him he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's too white to even talk on this subject. But going off like a mile a minute on this kid, and it's like, he's Asian. He's not white. I mean, ethnically, skin color, they're closer to white, but still, he is a different ethnicity entirely. Which on that
particular,
and if you're
Jewish, you're considered white as well.
Right, but Jews seem to still be a protected class. But I've seen a commercial in the last couple of days where this woman and her child goes outside and is rushing her daughter to the van, and the daughter's like, "What's that, Mommy?" And it's some random person next door looks over, and it has a swastika on their garage and says, "No Jews." And the man paints over it for them by the time they get back. And then it just says, "Stop Jewish hate." I'm like, who the hell is hating on Jews? Who? But it may work out then. I don't know where I want to go with that, except it's the legit insanity that is being pushed on a daily basis anymore on every single topic, and yet you don't have anyone talking about the fact that, oh, Russia just had one of their biggest pipelines blown up, and it's suspected that it was the United Nations using American drones to go in and blow it up. They're not talking about that. No, they're talking about what's happening.
Yeah, they're not going to put that on the news out here. Then that would, yeah, anything that's true that Brandon did, that's the last thing that they would ever do.
Mm-hmm. And I am big time waiting for more on the investigation into what happened to the pipeline, because you know immediately when...
Don't worry, that'll never happen. Don't worry, that'll never happen.
Oh, I think that's going to come out. We're just not going to know about it.
Oh, it'll come. It might come out after the next president when Brandon's dead.
No, I think it's going
to
come.
They're not going to do anything to expose what they're doing.
Oh, no, no, no. They're not going to be the ones to out themselves. I think it's going to be Russia or China talks about this. The American people aren't going to be told. Russia and China are going to team up and then come after America. And, again, just like the book
well,
I talked about before.
They don't have to come after America. Brandon's doing a good job of coming after America on his own.
Well,
they
I know.
Just
he's
have
been
to
selling
sit back and let everything fall. By the way, we have a caller. Pianchi wants to come in and say hello.
Okay, bring him on.
Hey, good Americans. How are you doing?
Welcome in, sir.
Pretty decent. How about yourself?
You know, Louisiana carried forth a bill today, and it will ban, it's a ban on trans, for any trans reassignment for kids, any person under 18 years of age.
I'm happy to hear that.
Pardon me?
I said I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, that's good. It says Louisiana House panel approved a bill Tuesday that would ban gender-affirming health care for transgender youth in the state. It has to go to the Senate next. So that's a good thing. And I listened, I watched some of the hearings. Man, there's some weird people coming up there trying to convince people to vote it down. But what made it, you know, you have people threatening folks, claiming that they would have blood on their hands. That's the same as that one trans that was put out of the assembly. That's a threat. And people should take it as a threat. But anyway, it passed, so it goes to the Senate. Now, just hopefully that this Democratic governor, this is his last year, Bill Edwards, don't veto it. And then if he does, had they got enough to override his veto, and I don't know why come it never happened. So that's that.
So I had read that there was a pushback on that.
Oh, yeah, there was a pushback. Yet, I think I started monitoring, watching the live stream at 9 o'clock. And maybe it was 10, I don't know. But then I woke up at 1:30. It was still going on. I said, oh.
How are they? Well, I mean, it's good that the debate, I guess, was still going on. What are they saying fully, or
Oh no, it was going on before the vote. The vote was at 2 o'clock.
Oh,
people
okay.
Was debating.
I thought
you said it was people were debating up and down on it. But no, that's good. What? Why would you want to? And you know, you had doctors saying that they had patients that was under 18. They was having these mental symptoms. Well, deal with them. But to take children and want to reassign them, alter and deform their appendages is just totally ridiculous. And who in the heck would argue against that? I don't understand it.
Well, it's because it's liberal. So if Trump was for it, they'd be against it. But the fact that Democrats are for it, then it just shows the bias. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as a Democrat is the spokesperson for it, it's good.
All right, you're not wrong on that at all.
Yeah, prove me wrong. That's what I was just going to say.
And then I'd say probably a portion of it is also the fact every single child they get in there and they start transitioning, they can make $10,000 off of one shot. So they want these people in here for a paycheck.
Oh, I don't know what the amount is.
Oh, one of the Project Veritas videos that I was talking about last week a little bit.
But they're making good money for it. I know that.
Yep. One of the doctors in the video admitted that because they asked if they could pay out of pocket, and he flat out said there are some shots that they give that are $10,000 without insurance.
Oh, there you are.
Huh?
Okay. I thought I lost you for a moment. It got quiet.
No, I was saying there's one doctor in the Project Veritas video who goes on to talk about that it could cost $10,000 for one shot legitimately for the particular chemical that they're trying to use. And then after a certain time period, you have to go back every single month, and the testosterone shot alone could, on the lower end, be $50 a month. But when you're first starting out, he said without insurance, that's $10,000 out of pocket. And that's before thousands of dollars of surgery that cannot be undone. As you said, they're mutilating these children. They're doing double mastectomies on 13 to 16-year-olds. They're doing gender reassignments with the genitals anywhere from 16 to 18. And they're not taking into consideration the fact that none of these kids, even at 18, have an understanding of if they even want a kid someday because they're still kids. They don't know that stuff. Not most children want a child when they want to go have fun with their friends. But then when they get a little bit older, they start to realize, oh, this was a complete mistake. But you can't reverse it.
Well, yeah, but the globalists look at it like they're reversing populations. So it would not be okay if you and I decided that our kids are going to do gender reassignment. But if Bill Gates says it's okay, then everybody has to line up for it. That's the way it works. It's only okay if the globalists approve it.
Still drives me insane to know there are people out there who have listened to Bill Gates reducing CO2 level speech on his TED Talk, and he flat out says we have to get one of these things close to zero, and talks about population and says using vaccines and fertility treatments we can lower the population by 10 to 15%. But they say, no, that just means it's going to make people healthier so people have less babies.
Why would you have less kids if you're healthier? If you know you're going to be
really
healthy and you're going to be around for your kids, you'd want more kids.
Right?
Well, you know, when you're making pizza, when you're cooking pizza, it gives off CO2. So I guess they're going to ban pizzas next, huh? The interaction with the yeast.
It wouldn't surprise me. I can tell you right
well,
now, they're already
pushing. Well, they're already trying to ban rice. There's countries like India that is stopping all rice production because it uses water.
Even though it's like the number one staple food for millions of
billions
families.
Billions with a B. Half the world relies on rice.
For so many different dishes. There are people who literally just eat like rice, vegetables, and fish. Every day, that is their meal. Rice, vegetables, rice, eggs, anything. But no, it's a depopulation attempt. But on the pizza comment, working where I do, we have this plant-based pizza, and I don't know what it is. We can put it through the oven multiple times, and the plant-based cheese does not melt. I can't eat it either. It makes me sick. But
no,
more power to the people who.
I tried that Gaia cheese once with my kids because they were vegan, and yeah, I thought it was nasty.
Yeah. So they're already coming after pizza. If you want to be technical, and then they already have the vaccine project going on in the pork, which they have actually discussed. In a video I watched recently, they've been putting RNA technology or gene therapy into pork since 2018, but most of it ends up getting cooked out when we cook it, so it hasn't been an issue. But now they've actually, China has made it where they can get the mRNA technology, the gene therapies, to mix with the milk of cows. And it will be digested in your system. They've made that possible. And the next up on their thing is beef. But so that's already in the pork. So I'm like, I can't eat bacon on my salad or my pizza anymore. I don't want to eat bacon for BLTs. And that's one of my favorite
yeah.
things to eat. I just told my mom yesterday, I'm like, well, now we have to go get turkey bacon.
Well, you'll have to find a local farm that you can trust. So you have to find local butchers, and you have to do some axing.
It's going to take a minute out here. Where I am specifically, we have one farmer's market that I know of, and none of them have fresh meat products. And even their bananas have the stickers from Kroger on them still, so I'm not entirely sure how much I trust this particular farmer's market.
So I'm going to give you a phone number of a company to call. Or I'll give you a company and you can call them. The number's on the website. I use them maybe once or twice a year, and I just get a couple $100 of stuff mailed to me. But it's Wild Fork Foods.
It's what food?
I sent you a link. Wild, whoops, hold on. I made a typo. But we're all going to have to switch to this kind of stuff.
Oh, we are. I know that for sure. Mike Adams was recently talking about how one of his neighbors asked him to go in on butchering a steer they had and if he would like some of the meat, and he said yes because he knew these people aren't vaccinating them. They're letting them graze. They're free animals. And I agree with him. That is what we're going to have to start getting soon.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Pianchi. I just noticed he left.
Aw. Yes, thank you for coming on. Oh, speaking of my Mr. Adams, real quick, I was watching something earlier today that he had released, and he spoke about in about two Saturdays from this week, brightyou.com will be sharing a free documentary over fluoride poisoning in our tap water. They said it's something I would recommend people watch. Tap water is one of the first things, well, fluoride specifically, that I started researching after vaccines, or actually around the same time as vaccines. And I believe it was back in 2010 through 2012, Harvard actually released a study proving fluoride decreases the IQ in specifically children. And over since they introduced fluoride to the American public in our water, the overall IQ has dropped 4%, which is terrifying when you take into consideration fluoride is in baby water, baby formula, everything to do with babies. Fluoride, 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 everywhere you look. I mean, it's in our food, it's in our toothpaste, it's in our deodorant. And it's like, guess what? One of the main chemicals Hitler used on the Jews and the gypsies and the gays and the blacks was fluoride. He used it in their water supply to keep them docile and make them basically apathetic. On top of, you know, starving. But, Harvard said it is declared as a neurotoxin. So again, that was brightyou.com, and I do recommend in 2 weeks everybody go and watch it when it comes out, because I guarantee it'll probably be very eye-opening to those who don't know about fluoride at all. Something I thought would be a little bit useful people might like to actually learn about if they don't know. Yeah. Oh, have you heard InfoWars actually shared this about the 50 people that they've implanted chips into? Like brain chips.
I have that article up right now, actually.
Yeah, the cure depression, blindness, and paralysis. So the thing that scares me about that, BlackRock Neurotech is actually involved with this. We know BlackRock is the bane of all evil. Well, is evil, I should say, not the bane. I'd be counterproductive. But it's scary because if they've implanted these chips in people to cure neurological things, doesn't that mean they can kind of get into our brain and rewire our personalities?
They could feed it certain brain waves, I guess.
I mean, if you're getting rid of depression, that's literally exactly what that is.
Yeah.
In my mind, depression is a beast extremely hard to get over, and if they're just rewiring you not to be depressed, yeah, that tells me they have.
See, this was on the up and up, and it wasn't a company like BlackRock, and it wasn't something that would be forced upon people, because we know that there will be an upcoming strategy that will require microchips. If it was blindness and if somebody was brain dead or something and you needed to wake the brain up, I would understand it, but I feel like this is going to be far worse than what they're selling it as. They're not just going to leave it here with curing blindness and being brain dead and stuff.
No, they're not. And then you have to take into consideration, this is one of the reasons why I question where Elon Musk actually stands. So he helped invent these Neuralink chips. I don't know if BlackRock is involved with him, but he was actually asked about, well, will you be able to do things like store memories and all that? And he said, well, it sounds like a Black Mirror episode. If you haven't seen that on Netflix, very terrifying. I feel like they're telling us things that are about to happen. Like, it's a very weird show. But
so let me jump in here, Caleb. So Neuralink is a different company than BlackRock. So as a matter of fact, Neuralink applied for their patent with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA, the Fraud and Death Administration, rejected Neuralink's application in March. So BlackRock is awaiting the approval now.
So Elon's probably not as bad as BlackRock. And I don't know, them rejecting him gives that more trust, in my opinion, but still a scary product.
But that, for all we know, they could block him because of who he is, and he owns Twitter.
That, too, they could be extremely mad at him because they're outing people left and right for everything. And, I mean, the FDA isn't innocent in anything that's been going on in the last couple of years either. Like, their drug administration, like, they are part of the people who allowed the COVID vaccine to be allowed for emergency use. Like, they are as culpable for all these people who have now been injured and or murdered because of these vaccines. Or I call them death jabs, personally.
Yeah.
Which also, I don't remember if RFK was talking about it, but or someone else talking about how they need to go in and state openly that these vaccines do not actually lower risk of transmission or even being able to be infected by it. But they need to change everything with the definition of what the COVID vaccine is. But you know they're not going to go in and do that. They're going to fight tooth and nail not to have to do that. But at the same time, they're also sneaking in a little bit so that way when people who watch, like Rachel Maddow, say it's 100% safe and effective, it prevents it from being spread from person to person, you will protect grandma if you get this. Like people like her who has sat there and spread all of this information. They need to be held accountable. On top of that was Fauci, what's her name? Up in Canada, I know there was a man who was trying to sue their health official, who was basically the Fauci of Canada. And it came back in court that they wanted to drop the case, and they told him only like a day or two before. He still pursued it, and then they didn't want to tell him what the, like, reschedule day was or anything, because he was, this man was being sued and arrested because he was out there stating that the virus had never been isolated by anyone on this planet, and to this day still has not. And he went to this court to ask them, well, okay, where... show me the isolated virus. And when he went back into court, he found out his case was no longer against this person. It was now actually against the Queen of England, which I found interesting. But it came out, they do not, and this was in court in Canada, and look it up, anyone that's listening, and they have not isolated this virus. So it begs the question, what is in that shot? Which anyone paying attention and listening to anyone on the alt news media flat out tell you their spike protein, their arginine, something that is kind of like a living organism that's clumping up and creating white fibrous clots that are killing people. They're taking up the entire organ, causing massive heart attacks, strokes, everything. People who have taken it will probably never be the same again if they do live past the five-year marker that the actual military whistleblowers are talking about. Now, what was it? Even Bill Gates said, oh, it will take at least 2 years to see what the side effects are, and everyone's still lined up like a guinea pig. Here's my arm. I want to save Grandma.
I don't even think it's that now. I just, I just think that people do it because they're a Democrat, and they will do it in spite of Trump, even though Trump's the one that hooked them up. But
right.
whatever the evil Republicans are for, they're against. So if there's a chance that people are for the gene therapies, then they would be against it. If Republicans would be against guns, you would see all of them owning one.
Probably. Maybe we should try that, Stan. Oh, but actually, I think it's a little more simpler than even that. Well, I do think that does play into it. I think it's virtue signaling. You know, the people going around with the scams on their face still? I think it's them trying to be virtuous and have the the pedestal of righteousness to stand on. Like, that's how it comes off. Like, these people, they want to feel like they're special, and this makes them special because they're following the rules. This person isn't following the rules, so I'm going to go after them. For instance, when I would go to the Kroger's near me, I would never wear my mask. I would walk in. My parents were upset with me. My siblings were upset with me. If I went somewhere with a friend and didn't wear my mask, they would beg me, please wear one. And I'm like, no, I am not going to give up my rights for freedom because someone else is scared. Literally, it is our responsibility for our own health. And if I choose to take this risk, then that is what I choose. But anyways, going into Kroger up here, there's one woman who told me, oh, you know, you should wear a mask. I had 5 family members die from COVID in the last 3 months. The way she acted, I don't believe it personally.
Mm-hmm.
But then I debated with her over the actual science, telling her about different studies that have come out, even from Australia recently, how masks are basically, for this virus, like a mosquito going through a chain link fence. It doesn't stop it. Doesn't stop it at all. So I'm going to get it regardless. The only thing I'm doing is re-breathing in my own carbon, which could give me hypoxia or hypoxemia. And I don't want to be blind. I don't want increased anxiety. I don't want heart issues. I don't want muscle issues. I don't want poison blood. And this person just stares, just like blank zombie stares. And I would go in, and this would be like every time when I would go in for my money. And she would tell me at one point, you know, they just banned someone who came in here without a mask today. And I looked at her and I said, please do. I'm like, please bring them forward and do that. And I will have a discrimination lawyer here anytime. I'm like, please bring it on. And she shut down everything the moment I mentioned that.
Well, those of us that have learned over the years about not wearing shoes, we weren't fazed by not wearing scams, and I do call them scams.
Oh, they are. They were scams during the Spanish flu. In fact, the report said they made it worse because sick people weren't getting actual oxygen. They were getting rebreathed in sick bacteria.
Yeah.
And it just makes me angry. My father has COPD, and he is so scared that he was going to catch this. At one point in time, I was threatened with basically eviction, kind of, because he wanted me to wear the mask to go the scam, to go into places. That is how scared he was. And it makes me so angry that the news and the media and the people talking about this made my father that terrified for his life. And I know it's not just him. There are people I know who still to this day wear that scam in their car by themselves.
Or outside on a walk.
Uh-huh. That annoys me whenever I see someone on a bicycle wearing one. I'm just like, what is wrong with these people? Oh, the other day I went to work and this woman's coming out of the store and she's wearing one coming out. And I'm like, why? Like, why? And then the slap in the face. In this area, normally, if you have a truck, you're supposed to be considered one of the, like, free thinkers, or what they call around here rednecks, who I like to say are free thinkers to an extent. But she gets in a truck, and I'm like, no, you're hurting my worldview on that. No. Oh. But, like, why? I don't understand it. It's supposed to have been over, right? In the last 4 or 5 months, it was COVID's over. When did the Biden administration say it was over? I can't remember.
Well, April 10th, he signed the law that says it's the emergency is no longer in effect.
I thought it was soon.
Well, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Although I personally don't think it was ever really a thing. I mean, I do believe this virus was real. I do not believe it was dangerous the way they said it was. I 100% do believe this was a joint project originating in America, from the research that I've done, and then transferred to Wuhan, China. There's some speculation it may have been... Oh, continue.
Oh, that's all right. I was just going to ask you if you ever saw the Broccoli Man video that actually made it onto the Alex Jones show once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was doing a contest for the best COVID video, and it made the top 10, but I didn't win the 10 or 20,000 or whatever the prize was.
Well, nice. You want to play it?
Yeah, I do.
I'm loading it up.
So yeah, I'm getting it ready myself.
Yeah. Oh crap! I didn't have to skip the advertisement for once. Okay, I'm ready to go.
So if you're ready. Okay. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there. We need to talk to you.
No, thank you. I already have a religion and not trying to convert to yours.
We are here to provide facts for the vaccines. We need to have you provide your vaccine status to us.
You think I am going to tell you what vaccines I have had? Isn't that against HIPAA?
That is false. I am here to provide all the fact-checked information to you. It is not against HIPAA for us to demand you tell us if you have been vaccinated. We just cannot ask your doctor.
Is that so? Then before I tell you about my vaccines, can you tell us when the last time you had syphilis was? How about the last time you had your time of the month?
That is none of your business. I am here to provide you with vaccine information. We are demanding these ladies behind me give you the vaccine for the Delta variant. What are you waiting for?
If the vaccines work, then why are the vaccine makers not liable if there are any problems?
This vaccine has been authorized for use.
For emergency use only. It has not been approved for general use. It is still in testing mode. I am going to wait a bit longer until it is safe.
That is false. You are spreading misinformation. There are no known side effects. It is safe and effective.
but 50,000 people have died from getting it.
That is false. This is the safest vaccine ever.
If they are so safe, then why are the vaccine inserts blank?
There are no side effects. That is why they are blank. Are you worried it takes too long to get your injection? We can do it now. It takes about 40 seconds. You just have to put your mask on.
No, I do not wear scams. I am not a sheep.
You are required to wear a mask regardless of your age, health condition, or vaccine status. You are worse than a drunk driver unless you wear a scam and get this vaccine.
No. No means no. I will not wear a scam. Besides, why would you need to wear a scam if you have already been vaccinated?
Because you need to be safe. You can give the Rona to someone even if you have been vaccinated.
You are not making sense. You say I need to wear a scam to not give you Rona. But you are vaccinated. What are you vaccinated from?
You will be vaccinated from Rona.
But you can still get it?
Yes, you can. That is why we all have to wear masks.
If you have to wear a scam, why get the vaccine?
Because even with a vaccine, you can still get the Rona. That is why we wear masks.
If you have to wear a scam, and the vaccine does not stop Rona, why would someone get a gene therapy?
Because you need to not be selfish.
Excuse me? How am I being selfish?
You are not following groupthink. You are probably a racist. You need to listen to the One World Government and get this injection to stop Rona. Please, sir, put your scam on so we can give you your shots. Quit listening to Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and Proof Negative.
You really think I am going to wear a scam and let you inject me with something that has killed 50,000 people? Then I can still get Rona regardless of if I get your gene therapy.
Look, green dude, we tried to do this the nice way. Now since you refuse to comply, we are going to put a TSA naked body scanner right outside your front door. Now when you leave your residence, it will take a picture of your junk. We must do this to make sure the Rona is not inside your person and you're not hiding any InfoWars bumper stickers. In your face. I mean, in your mask.
So, the ending there, I mean, the whole thing is great. But the ending made me think of the, when the Chinese were doing the new testing where they actually stuck something up people's butts.
Yeah,
and
the
I've seen so
right.
many... I've seen so many people walking out of those centers walking so weird. And I'm like, I wonder what they put inside of you.
Yeah, they just expect everybody right before going on the airplane, you're going to drop your pants in front of everybody and let someone stick a big Q-tip in your butt.
And it's amazing because people did, and they got the shot so they could travel. And it's like you have, at least in America, the actual right to travel.
Yeah, but you're also, when these microchips come around in 2024 or 2025, they're going to try this social credit score first, and then when people aren't interested in this, then they'll bust out the microchipping and whatnot. But people are going to say, I'll do it because I have to feed my family. They're going to say that. Just like everyone put those scams on and everybody took those gene therapies. All they have to do is strong-arm people.
You're not wrong. Everyone bent over backwards for the testing. They bent over backwards for their job, which I understand. Mm-hmm. You need to feed your family, but you actually put your family in a worse position now because
What gets me, Kayla, is that people were doing this for a $10 an hour McGMO job.
Oh, I know. So, for some reason, that didn't even annoy me as much as it was our medical professionals.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you are willingly giving up our freedom and our right to try and say, from a moral standpoint, this is what needs to be done. This is what we need to do. So yes. We're going to go ahead and listen to straight up stuff based on no facts. Just listen to this person who's already should have been under investigation, has had court hearings over the creation of AIDS back in the 70s, I think it was. But we're just going to listen to him. We're not going to pay attention to anything from the past. And we're just going to keep believing these same people who keep popping up, who has ties to the NIH, who has ties to actually making money off of it. Oh, and it annoys me. There's this one person that I worked with, and they asked one day, how wild is it that we have nurses working here that aren't vaccinated? And I'm just sitting there like, that's a good thing. That means these nurses here actually support freedom, especially freedom of choice. In the moment, I don't care if the person's vaccinated or unvaccinated. If I've got a wound, like a bullet wound, or God forbid, I cut myself with an axe or something, I want that person there to be there to help me. And if they have freedom,
you mean,
choice,
you're not
maybe
asking,
they're gonna be...
you're not demanding a trans black nurse?
No, I'm not demanding anything. As long as they know what the hell they're doing, that's all I
yeah.
care about. Like, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how to treat people who are having, I don't know, a heart attack. I don't know how to treat people. Well, I can't really say treat necessarily on this topic. I do know how to diagnose stroke patients and heart attack patients and stuff from my old nursing days, but I don't have the technology to treat them. I don't know. I just want people who believe in freedom of choice. And this person asking that question, can you believe it? It still blows my mind. Like, where are you coming from? Where is your head coming from that you think it is such a wild thing that we have unvaccinated nurses?
No, I get it. But unfortunately, though, we have to leave it there because we have about 30 seconds to get out of here. Thank you for joining us today, Kayla. We always appreciate having you. Everyone else, I'll be back again tomorrow. So please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show here, but tomorrow. Hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can survive. I am negative. I am.